painting to photography, from beadwork to woodwork. KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with today's Artbeat.
On this episode of Artbeat, find out how you can explore Winona during the holiday season in the year 1941.
Well, the theme is like, how can Americans be happy at Christmas when we've just entered this war?
Once again, Theater du Mississippi's production of the Winona Christmas Radio Show takes to the stage Thursday through Saturday, December 8th through the 10th. Learn more today on Artbeat. The holiday season is upon us, and a tradition in Winona is a Christmas radio show produced by Theater du Mississippi. Today, I have the playwright and the director sitting with me. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Kara Eggers.
And Kara, can you tell us a little bit about how it came to be that you were writing this year's production?
Yeah, so last year, and for the past, I think, 3 years now, I have been the stage manager.
Right.
And last year, they were talking about not knowing who was going to write it next year, aka this year. And I said that I was interested in possibly writing it. So they said, let's give it a shot. So here we are.
Have you ever written a play before?
I have not written anything that's been performed before, but I've done stuff just for fun.
Okay.
That's about it.
So what was this experience like for you?
Well, it is a historical time period. It's 1941, so right when we entered World War II. So I chose that because of my grandpa. It's a lot of research and figuring out logistically what to put in the show to make it interesting, as well as not bogging it down with historical facts.
Plus, you have to make it Winona related.
Right.
So we're not talking just historical globally, we're talking
right.
What happened here on the home front. So
yes.
Who helped you with that?
So I got some help from looking at newspaper articles and stuff, but otherwise there wasn't a whole lot of help given other than researching online and figuring out what I could.
So can you give us an example or a little bit of information about the story?
Well, the theme is like, how can Americans be happy at Christmas when we've just entered this war? A lot of that is linked to FDR's speeches on how can we light our Christmas tree. And then in the Fibber, McGee, and Molly episode is what we used this year. So it really comes across in those sections. And then Paul's narrator.
So it's kind of a tour of the time period of Winona in this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, who is involved in the production? Who do you have?
So we've got some people who have done the radio show before. We've got Jessica Clark, Lee Gunderschreimer,
mm-hmm.
Keelot, and then a couple people who were in some other Theater du Mississippi shows. We've got Mike and Tony, and then we got Charlene and Ryan, who's been in a couple shows, actually, with Theater du Mississippi. And then just some high school kids, Ellie and Ree.
Okay. Do you have any music this year?
Yep, we do have music. It is by Mindy Hoffman. She's actually a Winona State student.
Okay, great. So yeah. It's a real community effort. And this that's one of Theater du Mississippi's missions.
Yep.
Is to hire local talent
yep.
to perform in a professional company setting.
Yeah.
So for you, jumping from being stage manager to yeah. director and writer, what's that been personally like for you?
I think the hardest part for me was to make it not like the other years that we've had. So,
like, traditionally we have a story, right?
Right.
With
and
characters.
Off-site characters who aren't technically on the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And not having that was a really difficult thing to make the storyline kind of come together.
Right.
So that was probably the hardest part for me as the writer and director. Sound effects are difficult to
right.
get the timing and everything down, but otherwise, it's been fun.
Is Dave Polk involved this year with
Is
the
who?
Sound effects? Dave Polk?
No, he's not.
No!
I know.
Oh, that's...
He's been involved. I think he was involved all 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Different people.
Yep. That's a lot of different people.
Now, you're running this as a Thursday, Friday, Saturday event.
Correct. It's going to be Thursday night at 6:30, Friday at 6:30, Saturday at 2, and at 6:30. So there's a time change.
A little bit.
Yeah. Earlier in the evening.
And no Sunday performance.
No Sunday performance. The matinee is going to be on Saturday.
And how do people get tickets and what are the prices?
The prices in advance are $12 for adults and $5 for students, and they can be purchased at Chapter 2 bookstores or at theaterdumississippi.org. And at the door, it's $15 for adults and $7 for students.
How was this made possible? I mean, Theater Du Mississippi is a nonprofit organization, but we obviously depend on people from the community and their generosity to make things like this happen.
Yeah, so we have a couple grants. So the Carl and Verna Schmidt Foundation, the Winona Foundation, and the Southern Minnesota Arts Council. Grants from them really help bring this production together.
Yeah, without that, you wouldn't be able to pay the actors, get the costumes. Who's helping you with that this year?
The costumes? Yeah. Is Tracy Van Vorst is helping us with the costumes this year.
And who's that?
She is the costumer at Winona State.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Great. It's very local.
Yes, it is.
So it's crunch time. You're going to go into Tech Week. Mm-hmm. For people who don't know, what is Tech Week?
Tech Week is basically where all of the technical aspects come together. We get the lights together, we get our sound amplified, and figure out where the mics are going to go. And since we are not at the Masonic Temple this year, we're actually at the Winona Arts Center. That's proved to be very different. Much smaller stage, doesn't give us as much room to work with. So that'll be an interesting Tech Week.
So there will be lighting and sound. It's trying to figure out how to do it for you.
There will be basic lighting, and then Bob Stuber is doing our sound.
And Bob's a great guy.
Yeah.
Bob's excellent. So the Winona Arts Center, don't head to the Masonic.
Correct. Winona Arts Center.
Is there anything else you want to mention about why this is a special production and why it's important to keep it going?
I think it's kind of starting to become a historical thing that Theater New Mississippi is doing. It's our season changes every year, but you can always count on the radio show being there. And I think that's kind of important, especially for Theater Du Mississippi. So I hope I'm able to do it justice.
I think you will. I've had you as a director before. It worked out really well.
Oh, thank you.
Now, there is a Facebook event.
There is, yes.
And theaterdumississippi.org is the website.
Yes.
Keep a lookout on there. I'm sure that there's probably going to be an article from the post coming up for information.
Hopefully. I'm not sure, actually.
Yeah. Hey, who's listening? Maybe that should be done. Thank you so much for coming in. Thanks again to Kara Eggers, writer and director of Theater Du Mississippi's 2016 Winona Christmas Radio Show. More information on the production, which takes to the stage Thursday, December 8th through Saturday, December 10th, can be found at www.theaterdumiss.org. Additional information can be found on the Theater Du Mississippi Facebook page. I'm Terry Tensett, thanking you for listening to Artbeat.
Artbeat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.